JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
We're about to take you on a wonderful journey back through time to the beginning of last century. Five family homes from five different decades.
And we're bringing them back to life.
The new block on Nine.
The new block on Nine, Jim, starts this Sunday. Oh, can yes, you believe it's the 16th season?
No.
16 seasons. It's in New Street, Brighton.
I
which
know exactly
you know
where
of.
It is, yeah. The vacant block there for years, Bill. No one knew what the hell was going on with it. And now it is the hub of the block, and it looks amazing.
It does, and forget about Scotty Cam. And Shelley Craft.
And old Killing Teeth Keith.
Killing Teeth Keith with a hat that he never takes off. We only want to speak to one man, Foreman Dan, of course, who's a great Geelong supporter also. But Dan, welcome along, mate, and tell us, how's it all going? It starts this Sunday.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. It's always a good time of year coming on to the show with you guys. Always listening to you. So, yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, pretty excited for the Sunday, to be honest. I mean, we wrapped filming probably 2 months ago, just before the second lockdown started. So that was quite lucky. But, geez, what a series we've had. I mean, some weird stuff happened.
What sort of weird stuff, please?
Well, it sort of started off with a bit of noise coming out of the international scene of obviously the COVID-19. And I was having bets with people on site, don't worry, it's not going to hit us, it won't affect us. 3 weeks later, we're going home. Ooh. I couldn't believe it. I was in complete shock when Scotty walked on set. It was just sort of, everything was happening normally. And then he said, we're shutting it down. And a complete surprise to all of us, to be honest.
Is that the first time in 16 seasons that it has been a shot down, a total lockdown on the block?
It is, yeah. First time, Billy. Look, to be honest, we didn't take it too well. I think the realisation of it all was sort of hitting us. I still have vision of all of us sitting in someone's room, watching the TV, and then there's Scotty Morrison talking to us about it all. And I just thought, how surreal is this? You know, we're all sitting in this room, the cameras are on us, and there's the Prime Minister telling us whether we can or can't work. It was so surreal that day.
No one likes being shot down, of course, so I can imagine that would have been very worrying for everyone at the block. Now, this part of the of Melbourne where this has been constructed, Dan, I know bloody well because I used to live just around the corner on Martin Street. Yep. It is a cracking place, and these houses are amazing. They're from a different century, or a different sort of decade
period.
The previous century. Tell us a bit about the houses.
Yeah, the houses, they're all obviously decades different, 1910s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Beautiful old houses that we've restored, but it's the architectural sort of extension we've put on the back that really gives these houses a wow factor. And I'll be honest, I thought the Alchemix series was the best one we've ever done, but this trumps it by a mile. And look, JB, hats off to the locals. They were so good. I mean, we were a bit worried coming into Brighton thinking we're going to get complaints and everyone hating us, but they really embraced it, everyone. Everyone was friendly, chatting to us. We didn't have any fines. We had actually no complaints, which is, I think, a first for all of the block series.
Well, I tell you why. Two reasons. One, because that particular bit of land was vacant for so long, so I think the locals just pumped that something's finally going to be done with it. Yeah. But secondly, Dan, I lived there for, I reckon, about 8 years, Brighton, and I've always said this. It's one of the great suburbs of Melbourne to live in because everyone who lives there is so consumed with themselves that they don't give a stuff about anyone else.
Well, I don't know, mate. The people I met were quite nice. I don't know if they'll consume themselves, but yeah, look, I'll be happy to go back there and do another block for sure.
And I've seen only the sort of halfway through construction shots, Bill. The houses look unbelievably good.
Well, the period homes. But then, Dan, it looks like there's a bit going on out the back there, mate. Has every house got a pool?
Yeah, so first series that we've had five pools, they've all got a pool each, which is really good. And that complements, obviously, there's a studio above a garage too, so you got that secondary sort of living, which is quite cool. But, I mean, as good as these houses are in an amazing spot, it's probably going to be the hardest time to ever sell in the history of the block. So it's going to be quite interesting how they sort of get around that as well.
Well, Hughesy looks like he's going all right, so he can dust off two or three bricks and grab another one, Dan.
You've got a few up your sleeve now, I think, old Hughesy.
Exactly, bloody right. And now, how are your beloved Cats going, Dan? You'd be happy. They're going very nicely.
Oh, JB, I am jumping out of my skin. I think, as we just said earlier, mate, it's a bit like deja vu for us. I mean, this time last year, I was thinking, you know, grand final at least. But for some reason, every time September or the finals come around, we just sort of drop off the ball. I'm fingers crossed that doesn't happen this year. As long as we can get Gazza back up there in the hub, I think we might be okay this year to try and reach a granny at least.
Listen to the tears I'm crying for you two. Try supporting North Melbourne. At least you're going to get to the bloody finals.
I tell you what helped them, Dan. I reckon 5 games in 20 days. Like, there was no training for the old boys. They just trained, played rehab, and then played again. And the sun has helped them. And blokes like Tomahawk and that, they're just on fire.
In career best form too, the old Hawk. I mean, I think I've never seen him play this well. So when he's up and about like that, I think the forward line's pretty hard to stop. And obviously our second tier players, I mean, Cam Guthrie's having probably his best season yet, as long as Manigola. Yeah. Mate, I'm like you, Billy. I'm looking forward to Nakai getting out in the park and showing everyone what he can do.
Come on, Nakai.
If he's coming off the back flank, it's going to be good.
Who'd have ever thought that, Rabs, you take a team out of a dump like Geelong and put them into a decent part of the world? They actually enjoy playing football. No one would have seen that coming. What about just the games every night? Dan, have you enjoyed that, given how big a footy nut you are?
Yeah, JB, loved it, mate. I think the wife didn't like it, but for me, it was something to look forward to, especially living in Melbourne. I mean, we're in lockdown, so every night at least you had something to watch. And we had some great games throughout the that sort of period. So I'm all for it every year moving forward.
Dan, of course, is married to Danny, which is quite interesting. Hey, you spoke before, we spoke about Keith, Killing Teeth Keith, the foreman. Well, it's a bit strange, Dan and Danny, Jim. has he ever take his hat off in this series?
As you know, Billy, he never takes it off. But I believe there was a moment where someone actually tried to take it off, or they did take it off. I didn't see it happen, but I've seen, obviously, Keithy's attitude after it. So he was pretty upset from it. I don't know who did it, but I think someone tried to get his hat off, and I think they may succeed.
Well, Jim, the feathers are struggling. No. He doesn't like it, Killing Teeth Keith. Also, Red Door Project, you're still working, Dan?
Yes, thanks, Billy, for that, mate. Yeah, we're still operating. Very grateful for that opportunity too by the government to let us to keep working. It's strange because we've probably never had more inquiries than we have right now. Everyone, I guess, maybe because they're sitting at home, sort of thinking, what can we do with our renovation or extension? So we're getting inundated with all these inquiries. And if things if all these come to fruition, we're going to have a lot of work next year, which is quite surprising in these times.
Good. Well, that's good. Still lots of tradie utes around where I am, so that's good. The construction industry, Bill, we need it to continue because it employs so many of the great Victorians, of course, but also our magnificent audience. Family members. Exactly right. All right, Dan, we're looking forward to it. It's coming up Sundays, Mondays and Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Sunday, 7:30 on Monday and Tuesday. The Block is back and we cannot wait. Dan, great chatting to you.
Appreciate it, boys. Always good to have a chat.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.